The look on Marjorie Tench's face was one of absolute shock. I'm stunned. Did I hear you correctly? As president, you would act to abolish this nation's space program? Sexton felt an anger simmering. Now Tench was putting words in his mouth. He tried to counter, but Tench was already talking. So you're saying, Senator, for the record, that you would do away with the agency that put men on the moon? I am saying that the space race is over. Times have changed. NASA no longer plays a critical role in the lives of everyday Americans, and yet we continue to fund them as though they do. So you don't think space is the future? Obviously space is the future, but NASA is a dinosaur. Let the private sector explore space. American taxpayers shouldn't have to open their wallets every time some Washington engineer wants to take a billion-dollar photograph of Jupiter. Americans are tired of selling out their children's future to fund an outdated agency that provides so little in return for its gargantuan costs. Tench sighed dramatically. So little in return. With the exception, perhaps, of the SETI program, NASA has had enormous returns. Sexton was shocked that the mention of SETI had even escaped Tench's lips. Major blunder. Thanks for reminding me. The search for extraterrestrial intelligence was NASA's most abysmal money pit ever. Although NASA had tried to give the project a facelift by renaming it Origins and shuffling some of its objectives, it was still the same losing gamble. Marjorie, Sexton said, taking his opening, I'll address SETI only because you mention it. Oddly, Tench looked almost eager to hear this. Sexton cleared his throat. Most people are not aware that NASA has been looking for ET for 35 years now, and it's a pricey treasure hunt. Satellite dish arrays, huge transceivers, millions in salaries to scientists who sit in the dark and listen to blank tape. It's an embarrassing waste of resources. You're saying there's nothing up there? I'm saying that if any other government agency had spent $45 million over 35 years and had not produced one single result, they would have been axed a long time ago. Sexton paused to let the gravity of the statement settle in. After 35 years, I think it's pretty obvious we're not going to find extraterrestrial life. And if you're wrong? Sexton rolled his eyes. Oh, for heaven's sake, Miss Tench, if I'm wrong, I'll eat my hat. Marjorie Tench locked her jaundiced eyes on Senator Sexton. I remember you said that, Senator. She smiled for the first time. I think we all will. Six miles away, inside the Oval Office, President Zach Herney turned off the television and poured himself a drink. As Marjorie Tench had promised, Senator Sexton had taken the bait, hook, line, and sinker.